We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are in the sixth parak. We're up to a very lengthy Mishnah Zayin. Chatas Ha'ov. When it comes to the sin offering of a bird, which we mentioned, Chatas, person made a mistake and brings a sin offering. So it's possible you can bring a behema, an animal, or in the event that one cannot afford, an oaf is acceptable, a bird. So he says, Shemolka Shul Shema. When it comes to the Shechita, at least when it comes to a bird, we call it Malika, which we've discussed exactly how that's done with the right thumb fingernail. When it was done, if it was done Shul Shema, not for the sake of this particular carbon, which means, let's say the Kohen was thinking that this was not a sin offering, but rather an Ola, an elevation offering, Matzah Dama Shul Shema, or let's say the Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, also was not with the proper thoughts, Olishma Shalolishma. Perhaps that initially, or in the midst of one of these services of, let's say, the Malika or the sprinkling of the blood, initially it was, he had the proper thoughts. He realized this was for a chatas, a sin offering. And then in the middle of that service, he changed his thoughts and the thinking was for something else. Or for that matter, Shalolishma, let's say he had an incorrect thought and he switched it over to the correct thought. Psula. In all these cases, this carbon is completely invalid. And we saw this in the very beginning of Masechta Zvachim, the first parak, the first Mishnah, that we actually derive this and learn it from Sukkot, that it's necessary that when it comes to this sacrifice, that you have to have the complete understanding exactly what it's for and who it's for. And the Psukim tell us, it says that when it comes to the person who has this carbon being brought on their behalf, it says Achataso Asher Chata, that it has to be, the sin offering is for the one that has sinned, and therefore you have to know exactly who it's being done for, or else the whole purpose of bringing this offering really does not have much meaning, and therefore it's psul, it's invalid. However, when it comes to an Olasaov, something which is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, on the altar, kshera. Of course, we should always have the proper thoughts. It's not just our actions, but it's the intent that goes behind it. But nonetheless, it is a valid offering. In other words, you are allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. It can be burned there. However, it does not go up for the owner. In other words, that if an owner has the obligation to bring an ola, this elevation offering, he would still have to bring another one. But at least the benefit is that if there was an improper thought at the time of the slaughtering, one could continue and finish the avoda, and that's okay. But again, the owner would still have to bring another one. Echad chatas ve'echad ha'ov, when it comes to either of these the chatas ha'ov or the olas ha'ov, when it comes to either of these offerings, shemalkan, that it was slaughtered, you did the malika, the shemitza daman, or you sprinkled the blood, l'echel davar shadarko, l'echel l'hatir davar shadarko, l'hatir, you did everything the proper way, however, was chutzim komo, you had the improper thought that you weren't planning on doing this, eating it outside of the proper place, puzzle the ein bo karis. In that situation, this is again an improper thought, and therefore invalidates the offering. One will not get karis by eating this meat. And therefore we derive, as we've been learning, that it's not only when it comes to karbanos, our thought, our actions, but it's also our thoughts. And therefore when it comes also to our davening, which is in place of the karbanos, how important it is our machshavos to have always the proper thoughts.